Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? I want to say thank you for the privilege, the opportunity to preach. It's a privilege to be able to stand up here in the pulpit, and I know when people have the confidence in you to entrust you with their pulpit, you hate to get up here and flop. So I hope you'll pray for me that the Lord will move here tonight. If you would turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter number 18. I'll try to preach a little bit if the Lord will help us. It's a familiar story, but in the book of Luke, chapter number 18, verse number 18, the Bible says, "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God." You may be seated. If I could, for just a little while, I want to preach out of this familiar story. We see here the context of this man coming to Jesus. Another place in the Bible calls him the rich young ruler. And he comes to Jesus and he is asking him, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus, he answers him with a question. And he's not being rude here or evading the question, but this young man has come to him as a rabbi, as a teacher, and the way the rabbis taught, they would answer a question with a question. To my understanding, they still do that. You see, Jesus is trying to get this young man to understand something about himself here. He tells him, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good but God." You see, first of all, I believe what he's trying to do, myself, what I think he's trying to do, he's trying to get this young man to see, to realize that he has problems in his own heart, that he himself is not good. You see, this young man, it comes and we see from the story, it seems like he has the attitude that I'm all right, that everything I'm doing, everything I need to be doing, and he's coming to Jesus to see the Lord, to encourage him, to confirm what he already believes about himself. But another thing I believe Jesus is trying to do, he's trying to get a confession out of this young man. He says, "There is none good but God." He's trying to see if this young man will go and take his statement to the next level and say, "Yes, Lord, you are good. You are God." But there's one thing here that Jesus, he lets us know here, and maybe this is out of context, but there's one thing here, a principle, just a little small principle he gives us here. The principle that he gives us is that God is good. You see, that seems like such a small thing, but that's really a very important thing. You see, if God is not good, if we can't have the confidence that God's good, then the gospel is in vain. Then our hope is in vain. We can't trust in God's word if God is not good. You see, it may be if God's not good, then maybe he's just playing a trick on us. That's what Elijah told the false prophets when they were up there worshiping Baal. He said, "Maybe your God doesn't hear you, or maybe he's gone on vacation." But we have a good God, and we realize he is good. Can you say amen? Do you realize that God is good tonight? We can look around us and we can see the evidence all around us of the goodness of God. We can look and we can see the Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth, and he said it is good. And we can look around us and see that it is good, and that it must have come from the hand of a good God. We can look and see all around us here in just a little bit, the leaves are going to change colors and it's going to be beautiful, and we can realize that God is good. We can know because of what God has done for us, each and every one of us. If we gave you the microphone and let you testify for a while about the goodness of God, you could testify and say that God is good. We have our breath in us. We're here tonight. The Bible says everything that hath breath, let them praise the Lord. We can praise the Lord for his goodness because we walked in here under our own power. We had our own, the strength in us to get here tonight. We had the strength to raise our hands and praise the Lord. Truly, we can say God has been good to us. We can see the blessings all around us. We live in the most blessed country that there's ever been. Even the people that among us that are the poor among us, they have more than what the people, the rich in other countries have. We have the poor among us. They are blessed. We're a blessed country. We're blessed financially. We're blessed physically. We're blessed through our families. If you have a family here tonight, you're blessed because of what God has done for you. You're blessed here tonight. We are a blessed people, and we're even more blessed than anybody else, because we're here tonight in the presence of the Lord Almighty. We're here tonight in the presence of God, where the Holy Ghost is going to come down among us, where we can feel His presence and know that God is among us, and that He's come to meet with His people and to deal with our lives and move among us. We can say that God is good. But you see, the goodness we see all around us and the goodness we can testify in our lives, you see, those are just the evidence of God's goodness. You see, God, He doesn't just do good, but God, He is good. You see, I've read and they tell me that out in the Atlantic Ocean, I've never been there myself, but they tell me there's a place called the Marianas Trench. It's the deepest place in the ocean. And if God was the Atlantic Ocean and you could go all the way down to that deep place, if you could somehow dive from the top to the bottom, you could go all the way from top to the bottom and you wouldn't find anything but goodness. You see, the character of God is good. You won't find anything in Him that is not good. The Bible tells us that God is love, that it's impossible for God to lie, that's impossible for God to sin. One place said that all good things come from above and come down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variables, neither shadow of turning. What does that tell me? It tells me that God is good. He does not change. He was good yesterday. He is good today, and He will be good forever. It tells me that God is good. I can trust Him. No matter what comes my way, I can trust Him because I know that He is good. Hey, one of our favorite verses, the quote is that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. Now, we have that promise if we're saved. But if you're not saved in here tonight, you don't have that promise that everything's going to work out for good. But oh, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you got the promise and you know you serve a good God that keeps His promises. And no matter what comes your way, it's going to be good. But maybe you're here tonight and you're having a hard time believing what I'm telling you. Maybe you're here and things aren't good in your life. And that's something we've all struggled with. Everybody struggles. We've struggled for ages with the problem of how to explain a good God in a bad world. But we can look to the Bible. The Bible's not silent on it. We can look to Job. We bring him up every time this comes up. We bring up old Job, how the Bible says God Himself called Job a perfect and an upright man. He was a good man. But then we see how the Bible pulls back the veil of what's going on in heaven. And we see there was a day when the sons of God come, and they come before the throne of God. And the Bible says, and the devil came with them. And he begins to try, he tests God, and he talks to God about Job. And we know the story, how that God pulls back His hedge from Job. And we see how all these things come upon Job. How he loses his family. He loses everything he had. He himself is struck with sickness, and even his wife backslides on God. We see how she tips him and tells him to curse God and die. But yet we see that Job holds true to God and says, though he slay me, yet will I trust Him. You see, Job, I don't know where he went to church, but he must have had a pretty good preacher, because Job, he knew what the gospel was, and he knew what was right. He knew he had a good God. He may not have understood where he was at, but we could hear him cry, oh, that I knew where I might find Him. You may be there tonight wishing you knew where you can find the Lord. Well, let me tell you, you keep on hunting for Him, because He's a good God, and He will be found if you seek after Him. We see where Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and on the latter day He shall stand upon the earth, and I shall see Him for myself. We see how Job says, though the skin worms devour me, yet will I see Him in my flesh. We know that Job trusted in a good God. But oh, we see how the story ends up. And this is why I like being a Christian. You know, in the world, they say if you have if you write a book or something and it has a good ending, they say it's not a good book because that's just not realistic. But I like being a Christian because happy endings are realistic if you serve a good God. You see, the God I serve, He specializes in happy endings. We see the end of Job when God Himself comes down in a whirlwind and He talks to Job. And I realize that Job, even though he is a perfect and an upright man before he went through all this, I never see where God came down and talked to him in a whirlwind. But oh, at the end of this, he's talking to God. He's talking to God nearly face to face. Oh, wouldn't you like to have that kind of relationship? Oh, if you trust and believe you got a good God, you can trust and know, even though you can't see a way out of your circumstance, you know that God's going to work it out for your good. It's like the psalmist said, you may be here like the psalmist. He said, I know that God is good to Israel, but as for me, my feet have well nigh slipped. You may feel like you're not in God's grace or favor. You may not be backslid, but you may be going through something right now that you do not understand. You may be somewhere, you may be a young person here going through the trial of your life. And young people, you go through trials. How many realize that? How many understand the young people have their battles just like older people do? You might be here, young person, the devil's got you convinced that God don't care where you're at. God doesn't care what you do. God doesn't care about you. Let me tell you, the devil is a liar. You serve a good God, and if you hold on, he's going to bring you out. Hey, at the end of Psalm, that Psalm we see where the psalmist says how he went to the house of God and he found the Lord. And I like what he says at the end. He said, it is good for me to draw near to God. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do tonight, young person. You've been struggling. You need to draw near to God. And you draw near to a good God, you'll find out he'll meet you halfway. Then we see that a good God, he makes a big difference when you serve a good God. You see, the Muslims, they have a saying that they say usually right before they kill somebody. They have a saying that they say that translated, it means God is great. And the God they serve, that he may be great, but he's not good. Or they wouldn't have to kill people to convert them. He may be a great God, which I don't believe that either, but he is not a good God. You see, a Muslim can never fully be confident of the grace of God in his life. That's why those fanatics, they preach that the only sure way to get to heaven is to blow yourself up in the name of their God. But you know, you and I, we don't serve a God like that. Not only is our God great, but he is good. And that changes the way we live. That changes the way we look at things. That changes the way we relate to the world around us. You see, I don't have to hold a gun to anybody's head to make them convert to my religion. But oh, I can sit down and tell them how good God's been to me. I can tell them how good God's been to me, what he's done for me. Hey, has he been good to you tonight? Do you have a testimony? You know, sometimes we think about how soul winning, and some of the denominational churches, they've got it down to a science, how to win souls and how to spread the gospel and how to just present themselves to people. But let me tell you, people don't really need to hear all the philosophical arguments for the existence of God. What some people really need to know is there a good God that sees my problems, that sees my need? And because we serve a good God, we got the answer they're looking for. Because we serve a good God, we got just what they need. Hallelujah. We read about the most familiar conversion story we've ever heard. The reason we've heard it is because the man that was converted, he told it over and over and over again. His name is the Apostle Paul. We see him when the Jews bring him, and they bring him before the Roman centurion. They're going to kill him. And then he stands up and he gets an opportunity to witness. What's he say? He goes back to the Damascus Road. How good God was to him when he was the chiefest of sinners, when he was a murderer, when he was on his way to kill Christians. Then he come face to face with a good God. Then we read about how he stands before King Agrippa, and we see how it comes to him. What do we hear him saying? I was on the road to Damascus one day when I come face to face with a good God. And no doubt, even though the Bible doesn't tell us, no doubt, but history tells us that Paul, he appeared before Nero, the Emperor Nero. No doubt when he got before the Emperor Nero, I can just hear him saying, I come face to face with a good God one day who changed my life forever. If you're having problems here tonight in your life, let me tell you what you need. You need to come face to face with a good God. You see, serving a good God changes the way you live. You can tell that somebody, they're not serving God like they need to, or they don't really believe they serve a good God, because usually they don't live good themselves. But if you serve a good God, it's like Jesus said, be ye holy, even as I am holy. You see, when you really get a hold of how good God is, it'll make you live good. It'll change the way you live. It'll change the way you direct your life and the way you direct your course. It'll change your life forever, young person. If you get it inside your heart that God is good, he can't stand anything bad. Nothing bad can come into his presence. There is nothing bad that can stand before a good God. But oh, because of the blood of Jesus, you can be washed free from your sin. If you're having a problem here tonight with being bad, let me tell you what you need. You need to come down to an altar and you need to meet a good God who can could change you and change the way your life is going and make it good. If you're having problems and your life is bad tonight, it can be changed around by a good God. If you're here tonight and you need your life changed, it can be changed here tonight. Oh, we have the ultimate proof of God's goodness when Jesus was hung on a cross. We read in John 3:16, and every one of us can probably quote it here tonight. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You tonight can be changed. Your life may be going bad now, but it can do a 180 before you leave here tonight. That's how good God is. He can change the way you're going. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know we've got to do good because the Bible tells us, he that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. We've got to do good, and I'm glad tonight to know that God has made a way for me to be good. Aren't you glad to know? We've heard it over and over, and just since I've been here, how about Jesus is coming back? How about the Lord's coming back? And we know that he is coming to take us away. And sometimes, especially among young people, sometimes when you mention the rapture, there's a fear there. But you know, there does not need to be a fear when we preach about the rapture in that sense. Yes, there needs to be a fear and a reverence of God. But let me tell you something, we serve a good God. And if he's going to come and catch his church away, we can know and have faith and believe it's going to be good. As a matter of fact, I believe it's going to be the best thing we've ever seen. I believe it's going to be great because I know how good God is. And I just have to believe that his final act in the church is going to be the best one yet. I believe it's going to be better than anything we see when he catches his church away. Here a while back, I had a dream. And I usually, when I have a dream, it's usually nothing. It's usually nonsense. But I had a dream one night. And I, in my dream, the Lord had come back. And I know it's not going to happen like this because it's going to happen too quickly. But as I was dreaming, I thought to myself of all the things that I had not yet done in my life. Of all the things that lay before me, of all the things that were yet to do, the plans that I had. All these things went through my mind. But then in my dream, it come through my mind. But Jesus is coming back. What does that matter? And I tell you, in my dream, as I started to rise, and a joy come in my heart. And then I woke up, but I woke up happy because I realized that Jesus had come back. And being with him is better than anything else I could ever think of. Being with him is better than any plan I could ever have. Being with him is better than any dream I could ever have. Being with Jesus. I think Jesus said it best when he talked about the signs of the end time. And he said, when you see all these things come to pass, lift up your head, because your redemption draweth nigh. Aren't you glad to know that you serve a good God here tonight? He's coming back after a church without wrinkle or spot. He's coming back after a pure and holy people. He's coming back after a people that are doing good for him. And I'm glad to know I'm one of them. I'm glad to know that I serve a good God, and one day I'm going to be with him. If you would, lift your hands and let's worship the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah.